WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Way It Goes by Hippocampus right here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show. Good morning. We've got a familiar face in today. It's Asher. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So Asher, you've been out for a minute. What have you been up to? I know we were giving all our well wishes and well thoughts and everything while you were gone.
Yeah, I've just been trying to get better, living off of pain meds, basically.
Ooh.
I feel really bad for my liver.
So Asher trying to get on the mend and everything. Mm-hmm. So but glad to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Back again, and also looking a little different. Got a little bit of a switch up. What's going on with your hair right now?
Last night my friend and I dyed it. We dyed it to black, and then we both did like face masks and watch a few movies.
Yes.
I'd never seen like the full movie of The Wolf of Wall Street until last night, and it's actually pretty good. I can see why people love it.
Yeah, I want to watch it sometime. Like it's like on my watch list, but I still haven't seen it.
Like when first 5 minutes, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, but I mean it's still pretty good.
That's great. And super glad to have you back in the studio. Christian, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Living the dream, changing the world.
That's what we like to hear. And we are going to be having a pretty awesome show today. We're going to have some guests later around 9, talking about secret meals for hungry children. And we're going to play some great music the whole time. So here is Arcade Fire with The Lightning, 1 and 2.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Okay, we're back. So we've got some interesting weather that's been going on recently. Asher, what do you think about all this hot weather we just had?
I hate it. It's November.
I know.
Why was I dripping sweat yesterday? It's November.
It's not right.
Yeah, it's not right.
But so I think that we're maybe, I mean, I know like probably by later this afternoon it's not going to feel like this, but this morning I was like, it was a little cold out this morning. I was like, mm-hmm. Okay, that was different. It's currently about like 60 degrees, going to get up to 73-ish today. But it's supposed to be cold next week, right? I think it's supposed to get...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's supposed to stay in the 50s and 30s.
Yeah, so we got to get through we got highs of like 70, mid-70s this week. But we get colder tomorrow, so just we can get through it. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. Christian has a positive affirmation for us this morning. Christian.
Indeed. This week's positive affirmation is, today I will feel confident on any test that I have, and like I've studied sufficiently, and they're going to go great.
So that is how you feeling about that positive affirmation, Asher?
It's me. I know how I do on tests. It's never good.
Hey, you gotta manifest it.
Manifest
it. So, and for all those people out there who are maybe feeling a little not so sure, a little shaky, just manifest it, and you'll be great. Here is Tummy Ache with Knee Jerk on 90.7 The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
People Years with Bloody Tongue here on The Morning Show. This is 90.7 The Capstone. And today, we think, and every day, we think that every day is worth celebrating, recognizing for how it is special. So today is National Chicken Sandwich Day. So, whoop-de-doo. Christian, how you feel about chicken sandwiches? You a fan?
I'm a chicken sandwich enjoyer.
How about you, Asher?
Depends on where it's from.
Okay. And that is a good point, because I was looking at, we've got the grid, the map of the United States, excluding for whatever reason, Hawaii and Alaska. So we don't know, the data is missing on them, but we've got a map of the contiguous United States on the favorite chicken sandwich place in like every state. And Chick-fil-A seems to be pretty dominant in most states, but interestingly enough, not in Alabama. I think it actually ranks... I want to say it's second. So It is the second most popular, and it is the second in. I think it's the most popular and the second in Alabama. So that is interesting. What would you guess is the favorite chicken sandwich place in Alabama itself?
Probably Jack's.
Jack's? Okay.
No, I would have gone with Popeye's, but that's too obvious.
And so remember, this isn't chicken biscuit. It's chicken sandwich.
Okay, now, Popeye's would be too obvious. So I'm going to go with a real wild card. The McDonald's McChicken.
Okay, interesting. And I already know the answer, so I won't guess. But anyone out there, make your guess. But it's actually Church's Chicken.
Church's?
Church's?
You've never been to a Church's? They're pretty good.
I've never heard of that.
So Church's Chicken is... Well, so describe it to us, Christian. What's it all about?
So it's just like a standard fried chicken joint, but they're big on... You always get like a little pepper on the side. That's kind of the thing. And their biscuits are like honey butter.
So it's interesting. Like, I would not have guessed that was the number one, because, like, I've never even been there. So, I mean, two-thirds of us have never even been there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A few times.
I feel like they may have put their finger on the scale a little bit
something.
Oh, for
sure.
Number three is Zaxby's, which happens to be the favorite in Oklahoma. And here's another interesting thing. I was looking at this map. So, you know Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Mm-hmm.
They are the favorite in a lot of places, but not Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
Bojangles is the favorite in Kentucky.
Bojangles is amazing.
They are good.
I love Bojangles. Yeah. And Cane's is the number one place in a lot of places, too, which I don't know. I guess I just did not realize the dominance of Cane's.
Yeah.
I just did not realize
I'd never even heard of Cane's.
Exactly.
And I go here and everybody's like, let's get Cane's.
So it's interesting. But so National Chicken Fried Sandwich Day. So make sure to go and get yourself one if that's something you like. Oh, and Popeyes is the favorite in Washington, by the way. Mm. But, you know, we can't... we would be unwise to celebrate the day and not celebrate, like, the day of the week that it is, because it's, you know... Christian knows what day it is, and Asher has learned as well that today is Weezer Wednesday. Okay, every week we got Weezer Wednesday. We're going to be playing a Weezer song for you once an hour, and this hour we've got from the Teal album. It's a Weezer with Mr. Blue Sky. So here on your Weezer Wednesday is a great Weezer song. So let's get right to it.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Shout out to all my Night Palace fans out there. There was some Into the Wake Mystified for you right there on 9.7 WVUA, the morning show. Can I get a cereal chant? Cereal.
Cereal.
Cereal. Yes, okay. Cereal in the morning, but not any Special K. we're going to take a Crimson White news break right here. Asher, what's going on in the news?
All right, so McKinley Crone made a comeback to Alabama, and, I mean, she's a Tide legend. I don't know if y'all really keep up with soccer much.
Here and there.
If you do, especially the women's soccer, then you'll know who McKinley Crone is. She's one of the best players, excellent goalkeeper. She helped us go so far last year. Like, she absolutely blocked a ranked team like a beast. She is absolutely unstoppable. And she came back, and I feel like that she's going to come back with a vengeance.
That's mm-hmm. crazy. Where was she? Where had she gone to? Was she just, like, taking some time off or something like that?
Yeah, because last year was supposed to be her last year.
Okay.
And she wasn't planning on going into her sixth season.
Mm.
But then she was like, why not?
So, I mean, it sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah.
So that's Crimson White story right there. You can see all the rest of it on crimsonwhite.com, where we get all our news. And we're going to keep playing some music for you. Here's Super Nowhere with Skinless Takes a Flight.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Here here on The Morning Show. This is 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah. I'm here in the station with The Morning Show, Wednesday Morning Show team, best team, Asher and Christian. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Top of the morning.
Yes, 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 indeed. And happy to have Asher back. And Asher, while you were gone, we had the costume contest, and we did end up winning. So
that's amazing.
So yes,
I feel so bad that I couldn't do it.
Oh,
I had
yeah,
my costume
sure.
Ready.
Yep.
I really did have my costume out and everything. I was excited.
Yeah, it was gonna be pretty epic. But you know what? We still pulled it through. Shout out to Caleb for doing some of the editing for that, the Photoshop for it, and everything. And I mean, we got it with Weezer and everything. I mean, because everyone loves Weezer, am I right?
I know. Mm-hmm. Weezer Wednesday.
Weezer Wednesday. I mean, you got to do it. But you know, Wednesday is not everything. There are some events going on all the time here in and around Tuscaloosa, and we Christian wanted to highlight an event that he is excited about. Christian, tell us about this event.
Okay, so I'd like to preface, I'm probably going to show up late to this because good old rehearsals, but there's a Friendsgiving put on by University Programs in John England from 6 to 9 Friday, and you know, anytime there's free food, I might just show up. And so me and some friends, since, I mean, it's right next door, we're talking about going. So, sounds exciting. I'm excited to go.
Yeah, I was looking at that, John. And that's your home place, right, Asher?
Yeah, I live on floor two, so I'll just have to walk down the flight of steps.
Yeah.
It should be fun. So John England Hall, it says it's going to be on the patio. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's that? What part of the building?
It's kind of behind the building. It's near...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's near the lake.
Okay, so the little... So out back at the lake, they're going to have... they're going to have free food, games, music, and so much more. So maybe the so much more will include a robot. I mean, it could. It could be there.
It could.
Have you ever been involved in a Friendsgiving before?
Yes. One time.
How did that go? Only one time. I'm worried.
It actually went extremely well. However, most of us aren't really that close anymore.
Mm.
Like, I know everyone, but, like, I'm not really that close except for like two of them.
Yeah.
But one of them ended up hating me just because I was queer.
Ooh.
And I was like, man.
Ooh, lame.
I saw her at a wedding and she hugged my parents and she didn't even acknowledge my existence.
Oh, man. Well,
fun times.
Boo. Yeah, boo to that. Boo. Tomato, tomato.
Indeed.
What about you, Christian? You ever done Friendsgiving?
I've done one or two. And also, this year, my mom actually had a wonderful idea. So, you know, some folks don't ever, aren't going home for Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
And so we're doing a little Blunt'sgiving.
Okay.
And I'm excited for that program. Little Blunt'sgiving.
That should be fun. Shout out to your mother. I know she always likes our Instagram posts. She will comment as well sometimes. So shout out to Terry Martin.
She's on it.
So Friendsgiving, that's going to be this Friday. John Lincoln Hall starts at 6. So, I mean, you might see us there. Here is Grace Ives with Burn Bridges. New music coming up next. Stay tuned.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Love to, show what all is new and coming out and everything. And shout out to Alice and the music team for always giving us new music every week. We just got a new batch of stuff yesterday. I want to highlight some of the new music that we're playing. We've got some music by Personal Trainer. So they had a new album out recently. And Christian, you said you were listening to that.
Yeah, I listened to some of it. It was really cool. They're like a rock group out of... Amsterdam, in the Netherlands.
Okay.
But they kind of give they're kind of chill. They're pretty chill, vibes wise. I really enjoy their music. A lot of it's also really witty.
Okay,
and got some That's funny fun. Songwriting. I like it. It's a good time.
So we've got the name of this song is Key of Ego by a Personal Trainer that we're going to be playing new for you. You may have heard it a little bit on the station, but you're going to hear it now and moving forward. This is by Personal Trainer. Here we go.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey, 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 this is 90.7 WVUA, the morning show. That was Money Tree. You may have heard that song before. We'd like to play for you. Start off the hour right with some great music. My name is Noah. We've got Christian and Asher, co-hosts, in the studio today. Woo! Yes, let's get some woos. And then also we've got some guests. What the heck? I want to say good morning to Trinity and Caitlin. Good morning, good morning.
Hey, everyone.
Good morning. Hello.
So I wanted to, I know, Trinity, you've been in the studio before, but yeah. What are you representing here today?
Okay, so today I'm representing Luck of the Draw, or more specifically, Secret Meals for Hungry Children. Luck of the Draw is our bingo event that Caitlin and I are hosting with some of our classmates tonight at Innisfree at 9 p.m., and we're raising money for Secret Meals for Hungry Children, which is a program started by Alabama Credit Union to address childhood food insecurity in the state of Alabama and some areas of Florida.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, and we wanted to bring in Caitlin and Trinity today because it's on our events calendar, and we like to highlight the events that we are excited about, and we were particularly excited about this event and wanted to let each other know and let everyone know that this event is taking place. Caitlin, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in helping with this event and everything.
So we're in a class called APR 419, which is Concepting and Implementing in the College of Communication and Information Sciences, popularly known as CNIS.
Let's go.
And so I was in my PR writing class that every public relations major has to take, and I noticed this teacher that just seemed really, really passionate about what she was doing in the class before me. And one day she gave us a pitch in class. She was like, we work with this nonprofit, Secret Meals for Hungry Children. It's a program where they feed children that struggle with food insecurity in the state of Alabama, and they create these food packs, and you basically raise money so that these children can have food on the weekends. And it actually only takes $140 to feed a child on the weekends for an entire school year. So $140 can do so much for a child, and even a little amount for that one weekend makes so much of a difference. So I love nonprofit work. I work for the American Cancer Society this summer. I loved it. And so I was like, I have to take this class. Like, this is what I want to do. And I got super lucky with my group. We work very well together. And everything has been super smooth sailing. And so we called Innisfree right away. They're a good partner with us and with the class and have hosted so many events for Secret Meals. And so we are hosting the event on Innisfree's location, which is amazing. They're donating all the bingo prizes. We didn't have to pay them anything to host the event, which, shout out to Innisfree Irish Pub, we love you. And so we're just able to do drink deals. So the deal is you come in, you buy a band for $10. If you bought a pre-band, it was $7 up until yesterday. So if you got that, I'm so glad you did. If not, it's only $10, and that's helping feed some children. So any dollar helps. And so with that purchase, if cups are there, you get a cup. We have about 200 cups, so while supplies last. But if not, you get $5 Sabanades, which is their signature drink, and you also get $2 drafts unlimited for the entire night. So it's a deal for you, it's a deal for the kids, and you're playing bingo. And we have prizes from Lou & Co. We have two Wagner's gift cards. We have a gift card to Alabama Vintage. There's just so many prizes. It's just going to be a fun night to help fundraise for some children that need some help in the state of Alabama.
That's great. That's great. Super excited to hear that that is going on, and super excited to play play some bingo. I know I'm a big bingo fan. I know I played bingo one time and won like a Target gift card. So I've got you're talking about luck of the draw. I think I may be getting a little lucky. Are either of you big bingo fans, Trinity or Caitlin?
I am a big bingo fan. I am seen pretty regularly every week playing bingo somewhere. Usually I'm at Houndstooth. Sometimes I go to Innis. You know, it just kind of depends the week and my schedule. I have never won, but we're going to change that someday.
We're going to change that, yeah.
We're
going to
change
sure.
it. I love bingo.
You know, I really can't say that I'm much of a bingo player, which I hate to, say that because I love bingo and I enjoy it, but I never think, oh, I should go play bingo this week. But this is going to be really fun, so this might become, a staple for me every single week, and hopefully I'll be able to see Caitlin win one day. I'm really excited for her.
For sure, for sure. Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks again for coming to the studio, telling us about everything that's going on with that today. So it's going to be, once again, if you want to see all the details, it's going to be on our events calendar on our website. WVUA FM. Go check it out and see what's going on with that. And while we've got you in the studio, though, we like to celebrate the day. We know we're celebrating this event and everything, but we also like to celebrate what the day is. And today is National Chaos Day. So as we lead you out, and we wanted to sort of just get a little crazy. So we're just gonna scream and shout and let it all out. And so I have so we're just gonna back up a little from the microphone a little bit, and we're just gonna shout as we lead into this next song, Evolfo by Ignored. All right, so on the count of three, we're just gonna yell and hoot and holler. Okay, National Chaos Day. Here we go. One, two, three.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Maybe like a hair mask to try to like help my hair go long. But I mean, my hair's still really healthy. I have always had the healthiest hair out of all of my friends. I don't know how.
Healthy as a horse, you might say.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome, awesome. So Christian, what has been going on with you this past week? Okay. I know we've got a doll here in the studio.
We do, okay. Her name's Olga. She's my cousin from Croatia.
Okay.
But so, it's related to my story. So, this week, starting Sunday night, it's been mentor-mentee week for APO.
The theater club.
Indeed, indeed. Our dear theater honor society on campus. And, like, I'm an NMC, new member candidate. So, I've been doing an assortment of, like, silly little tasks. Like, I've had to wear goofy fits. Like, I got a little vest on today. I had a canine metal detect in your yard shirt on yesterday. And, let's see, one of the fun tasks. I had to do an episode of Chopped. I had to make my own episode of Chopped. Here's the catch. The ingredients I was given: a whole potato, a jar of salsa verde, a can of barbecue veenie weenies, a can of like Mexican table cream. If y'all don't know what that is, it's sort of like the consistency of like the top of like a cream of mushroom soup can, where it's like kind of congealed, mixed with a little sweetened condensed milk, but it just barely tastes like milk and nothing else. Just like whole milk. And shoot, what else was I going to do? Oh, a little go-go squeeze pouch of apple cinnamon applesauce. What I ended up doing. Oh, and a cup of like microwave Cheetos jalapeno mac and cheese.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and so
you have to make a meal out of this.
Yes, and so I ended up making a veenie weenie and potato hash. It was actually pretty good. The hash was.
So you ate this.
Yeah, and then I had to have friends judge it, of course, because it's like
Chopped.
Okay,
yeah, it's just like Chopped.
The jalapeno cheddar mac and cheese was on the side. And then I kind of made, like, if y'all know what shakshuka is, I kind of tried doing that, but with salsa verde as the sauce. So I just, you know, made two divots in the pan and cracked two eggs. And then I tried making, like, a little sweet and spicy cream sauce with some of that, like, the milk, the table cream, some milk, some cinnamon, the applesauce, and then some New Mexican chili powder. It wasn't the best, but it was way better than you think it'd be.
So I mean, what I'm hearing is that you need to get on Chopped now. I mean,
literally,
if you were able to have enough sex with these wacky ingredients, then, I mean, who knows what could happen.
Yeah, so put me in right now. Put me on Chopped.
Did you get any pictures of your meals?
I didn't get pictures. I did get videos of people judging them.
Okay, so we might have to grab those and put it up on our Instagram at the end of the show for the end of the show post that we always do at WVUAFM on Instagram. So stay tuned for that. We will at least have a picture of Olga, the cousin from Croatia. So here's Sufjan Stevens with Eugene on The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Foxygen with Shuggy. Teach me how to Shuggy, am I right? here on 90.7, the Capstone, as part of our morning show. We're here stuck in the studio, but we wanted to make sure that we're aware of everything that's going on outside the studio. So Astra's going to tell us a little bit about the weather. What's going on out there?
Well, so far it doesn't look too bad. Right now it's at a good, nice 64 degrees. but it feels like 63. Now, after Friday, temperatures are going to drop, and they're going to drop real bad into high 50s. Thursdays, it's actually going to be in the low 50s, and pretty much in the 30s on the low end for rest of the week after Friday.
Okay, okay. But, so, hot this week, cold next week.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep on making it.
Yeah, it's going to be freezing.
But, you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. Got a positive story for you this year. So, you know, like, China and Taiwan kind of have a little rocky relationship.
Yeah.
And the other day, there was this, this giant, panda, in Taiwan that was, I think it was like having a brain tumor. It was like in some dire straits, but then, some Chinese giant panda specialists came over to Taiwan, and this panda's name is Tuan Tuan. They came over and like took care of it and should be on the mend now, and getting back to a place of being okay.
Yeah.
We'll hope. That was just a little positive story of helping an animal. Have you ever seen a panda?
Yes, one time. I went to, it's up in Tennessee.
Memphis Zoo. Okay.
I went to the Memphis Zoo this past year, and it was, I mean, I saw the pandas, like, eat. It was absolutely amazing. They are just giant doofuses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they dangerous at all?
They can be.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Just because of their size.
Oh, okay.
They don't realize how big they are.
But they're not really, like, aggressive or anything.
Nah.
Okay.
They don't really have a reason to be. Nothing tries to kill them. Because they're just
makes sense.
Giant doofuses.
Makes sense. And are they? They're herbivores, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know.
I think they just eat bamboo.
So, I mean, I can get behind that. I got to get on a diet of bamboo.
I think small rodents.
Small
rodents, too.
So, if you're a small rodent, stay away from the pandas.
Yeah.
But as far as the rest of us, we are excited to hear that and see that. Here's My Name is Leonidas with Waves right here on 90.7 Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Ginger Root right here on 90.7 The Capstone. We've got a surprise. So we've got Raven in the studio. Good morning, Raven.
Good morning.
So Raven, you this semester for a good portion, you were our morning show host.
Yes.
Here with us. But now you have your own show. You've graduated to your own show.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this? What's the name of the show? When does it come on? What are you doing?
It's Grunge FM, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much just play all my favorite music. So a lot of like Nirvana, Soundgarden, Rage Against the Machine, Alice in Chains, like your classic 90s grunge.
Okay, good deal, yeah. And so you got a good show lined up for next week?
Not yet. I just finished it last night, so
okay.
That's what I'm working on today.
Okay, so going to be working on a playlist. What do you whenever in between playing music, what do you like to talk about? Will you give like information about the artist, or what do you do?
Well, I've spent like my whole life dedicated to music, so I pretty much know everything about like all my bands. So whenever I'm like making my script or like what I kind of want to like talk about during the show, I really just ramble off whatever I'm feeling.
Okay.
Like whenever I listen to a song, whatever comes to my mind.
You're like Wikipedia for grunge.
Pretty much. I don't even sometimes if I don't know that much about a band, I'll like look up some stuff about them, but I feel pretty confident in my knowledge about the big ones.
Okay, okay. So be sure to tune in to hear a Raven, morning show graduate on Grunge FM, got her own show, Tuesdays 8 to 10 p.m.
Yes.
So be able to hear some great music with that. And speaking of great music, while you were gone, while the Raven is away, the mice will play. And we instituted a new special thing that we do like to do on the Wednesday show. Amazing holiday. Holiday is the keyword right there. Because this today is Weezer Wednesday. Yes, indeed. While you're gone, we do a Weezer song every hour here to celebrate Weezer Wednesday because it's pretty much the best holiday ever created.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
100%.
And I mean, the best holiday for the best band in the entire world. Like, I mean, is there any doubt?
I guess not.
Yeah.
No, for sure, for sure, for sure. I mean, speak your piece. But we're gonna play music regardless. We've got some great Weezer music for you today. This hour, we're gonna be playing Buddy Holly, it's Weezer Wednesday.
It's Weezer Wednesday.
Here we go. Here's Buddy Holly.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The Black Keys with Go, right here on The Morning Show. We're about to close out, almost out of time, but we've got one more thing that we want to talk about. We got some new music. Shout out to Alice and the music team. Am I right, Christian?
Woo! You know, what would we do without them?
I mean, I don't know. We would not have new music, but we just got new music yesterday. New shipment. Beep, beep. New shipment of new music just for you. And we want to highlight Turnover, this band. Tell me a little bit about the song we're about to hear.
Okay, so this is Tears of Change, and Alice and team's review was 5 stars, 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
They describe it as a melancholy, atmospheric soft rock song with distorted guitar.
Okay, all right. So
should be a banger.
Should be a banger. Pretty excited to hear it. You know what? Let's go ahead and play it. Closing out the show here. Thanks for listening this morning. Had a good fun. You can see all of the highlights from the show today at WVUA-FM on Instagram. We'll have some pictures and everything, so be sure to go check that out. Here is Turnover with Tears of Change. Have a good morning.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.